Chapter 6. Problems for Catherine. I remember the morning it all began. We were just finishing our morning prayers when the king's men came to see Queen Catherine. "Please leave us," one of them said to the ladies in waiting. "We wish to talk to the queen privately." I followed Anne into the garden, and she suddenly took my arm and pulled me aside.
"What are you doing here, Meg?" she whispered.
"I'm helping you pick flowers, my lady," I answered.
"Do you really want to help me?" she whispered. "Use those long ears of yours and listen for me. Go back into the room with some cake and wine. Stay as long as you can and try to hear everything."
"Should I spy on Queen Catherine?" I asked quietly.
"Don't talk nonsense, girl," Anne replied. "Just try and find out what's happening."
I returned to Queen Catherine's apartments with cakes and wine. Nobody paid any attention to me because I was just a servant. I gave the men the cakes and wine and then pretended to clean the table. Their voices were low, but I could hear the words divorce and annul. While they were talking, Queen Catherine didn't say a word. She sat quietly sewing a shirt for the king. But before they left, she said, "King Henry is the King of England, but he's also a Catholic. Catholics don't annul marriages or believe in divorce, and they must obey the Pope. King Henry cannot get rid of me without the permission of the Pope, and the Pope will never agree to such a thing. Good day, gentlemen." I hurried to the garden to tell my mistress everything, and she was very happy. The next day, Anne and I were sewing when, suddenly, there was silence. I looked up, and there he was, the king. Everyone stood up and bowed. He came into the room like a hungry lion hunting for a lamb.
"Madam, we must speak," he said to Queen Catherine. "Come, let us walk in the garden."
The queen stood up and followed him out of the room. Catherine's face was white, and she looked very serious. The ladies in waiting sat in their little circle like baby chicks without their hen. They whispered quietly to each other, worried about the queen. Anne sat alone and played on her lute and sang to herself. When they returned, the queen looked like an old woman and the king looked furious. Anne continued playing her lute. The king looked at her and said,
"Catherine, your ladies are pale. They need some sunshine. Come, ladies, join me for a hunt tomorrow."
"My ladies haven't got time for such things, sir," the queen said quickly. "We must pray, and we have got a lot of clothing to sew for the poor."
"This is not a convent, Catherine. It is a palace," the king said. "Tomorrow your ladies will hunt with me. They will smile and laugh, instead of sitting in this depressing place."
The next day, Anne and the younger ladies in waiting joined the king on the hunt. My lady was happy to be outside on a horse again. Her hair flew in the wind as she rode her horse. She looked very impressive. From that day, the king came to visit every day, and he only had eyes for Anne. While he was playing cards with Anne, Queen Catherine served him his favourite food. It was horrible to see this proud, noble woman behaving like a simple servant. Anne was busy enjoying the attention of the king. She didn't notice that he was humiliating his wife. I was worried for my lady. He loves her now, I thought, but how will he behave to her in the future?